Okay, let's get into the next parak in Tehillim, Parak Tzadi Aleph 91. This is the second of 11 prakim that were written by Moshe Rabbeinu. That is our Mesorah. This parak even has a name by in Chazal. Unusual. The Gemara in Shvuas and Daf Tezvav calls this the Shir Shel Pagoim. Pagoim are bumps and plagues and pitfalls, and this is the song of protection from those. Shir Shel Pagoim. This was said as part of the ceremony of adding on, widening the borders of Yerushalayim. So they said, at least the beginning, the Shir Shel Pagoim. That's what this is about. This parak, the topic of the Mizmar, as we know it from davening, Yoshi B'Sei Ser Elyon, is that the closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if one just has bitachon and is close to Hashem, they'll be protected from everything. They'll be protected from everything. This is what the Rambam reflects. The Rambam has a whole footnote. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, in Chelek Gimel, Perek Nun Aleph, talks all about this Mizmar in one of the paragraphs there. And he says, Ki hezbar lecha, as is clear to you, Ki sibas heyos kol echad mibnei adam, Mufkar lamikrim, when a person is open to the elements, the masur leechol kamo habehemos. If we're like the animals, hu ayoso mustar mayashem. It's only because we're not connected to God. Avalim heyo elokav bikirbo loyiga boraklal. If Hashem would be connected and we would be connected to Hashem, no evil could come onto us. And there are many psukim that he quotes. Ha'amar Hashem li lo ira mayasa li adam. Hisbonein b'shir shel pagoim. Says the Rambam, look into Hillel Perek Tzadi Aleph. Timseeyu mitayer osa ha'ashgacha ha'gadola. Look, it's described, the great ashgacha, v'ha'hagana, and the protection, v'hanitzira, and the guarding, mikol pagam gufaniyim ha'klaliyim v'pratiyim, from all physical, general, and specific pagayim, ba'adam zeh, v'lo ba'acher, bein osa mehen shein totsa miteva ha'metziyus, not things just from nature, u'be getting sick, bein osa mehen shein pipigib adam, or coming from other people. It's described here, afilu yeravar shetavar marachas melchama, even a war. Right, it says, afilu miyargu elef harugim mismalcha, va'eres alaf, aseres alaf mimincha, lo'iga b'cha ra'klau. This is the protection that a boteach b'Hashem has. V'yachar kach nasa nasa siba hanilim sirak do azus. Why? The parak ends off, ki vi chashak va'afal tehu. Because in me, Hashem says, he desired and I will save him. Asagveo, I will lift him up, ki yadashimi, because he knew my name. Knowing my name is being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Rambam. This is echoed in the Nefesh HaChaim, where Rav Chaim Ivalajan discusses in Shar Gimel Perek Yud Beis this idea of Ein Od Milvado, quoting the Gemaras, Gemara in Sanhedrin, where one of the Amoraim was about to be something done to them by a witch, and he says, well, you can't do anything to me, because Ein Od Milvado. Ube'emes says the Rav Chaim Ivalajan, ze inyan gadol uskula nifla'a, lo haseru levatel me'alav kol dinim ritonos acherim. It's a skula nifla'a to remove any type of prosecution against a person. Shelo yuchlu lishlo bo v'lo yasu bo shum roshim klal, that you won't be able to have any roshim. K'sha'adam koveya b'libo limor, when a person sets in his heart, halo Hashem hu elokim amiti, ve'eino milvado yisparach shum koach ba'olam, v'chol ha'olam was klal. And there's nothing that could happen. And that's what he quotes from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, when we're Meshabe to Slibenu La Vim Shabashamayim, right? Nothing could affect us. Right? This is also echoed in the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch also. Where does the Chinuch talk about this? Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Yud Beis. Mitzvah 512, the mitzvah of Chover Chaver. That's been part of the whole group of mitzvahs of Averis in Shoftim, where it talks about the Isser of Kosem and Kishuf and Ov and Yitoni and Chover Chaver, some type of charm and incantations. So he asked the Chinuch, Shir Shel Pagoim, what is this? Right, the Gemara even says this is part of the Kriya Shema Lamita to ask for protection at night. So isn't this a type of incantation, a charm? So the Chinuch says, no, it's about reading and being connected to Hashem through the recognizing what you're saying. Says the Chinuch, the Ein Adavar Chalila Domel in Yichover Chaver Shezacharnu. It's not. Aval Iskiru Lomar Mizmarim Elu Sheyesh Bahem Dvarim Yeoruru Hanefesh. It'll awaken our soul. Hayodeya Osam Lachzos Bashem Ulahasim Bo Kol Miftacho. To put our trust in Hashem. V'Lekvoa Bilvavo Yir Aso V'Lesmoch Al Chasto V'Tuvo. That's what it's about. It's not about just saying these words and there's something magic. It's about it imbibing and absorbing the messages of the words that we're saying. Umitochis orus alze yenishmar b'li safek mikol nezek. affecting, like the Sefer Ikarim talks about by tefillah, that if we, the more we, when we daven, we're supposed to become different people through the davening. Okay, so there's a lot here. And it's amazing that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that wrote this. Even interesting in contrasting to the previous parak. The previous parak spoke about the contrast between the finitude of man and we live so short and it's all many tzaris, compared to Hashem, who is nitzchius, so the distance. And then this parak, which is about the closeness and how we can be connected under Hashem's wings. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the contrast. The previous one where Hashem is so distant and this one where Hashem is so close. If you also want a Mar Makom, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, beginning of Devarim, also every pasuk in this Mizmor is darshaned in Parshas Naso, Parsha Yud Beis, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote this. When did he write it? Yoshe B'Seser Elyon. He was Nistar with the Elyon. But there was nobody closer. Shenichnas b'toche ananshu seser elyon, says the Medrash. But there, the Gimel, the Medrash darshins every one of these phrases. Again, this is one of those prakim that we could spend much time on. We're just doing our best. The Radak adds one point that, as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu's 11 prakim are all keneged. The Medrash says a different shevet. So this one is keneged, Binyamin. Right, this one is, I'm sorry, Tefillah LaMoshe was Keneged Ruvain. Yoshe B'Seser Elyon is Keneged Shevet Levi, says the Radak. Says Shevet Levi, this is Shevet Levi. Why? Because Haya Mislonein Ba'azaros. Right, we'll see what that means and, the closeness that Shevet Levi feels. That's Levi. We'll get to Binyamin B'Ezras Hashem is coming up, I think the next one. Next one is, coming up, Tzad Gimel. We'll see. Okay, let's continue. So Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, the one who sits on high. Who is this referring to? Rashi has two deis. Let's say he's talking about man. Yoshe B'Seser Elyon, somebody who sits close in the hiddenness of with the Elyon with Hashem, B'Tzel Shadkai Yislonan. He will be in the shadow of Hashem and he will be protected. Omar Lashem, Machsi U'Mesudasi. He says, the author says about Hashem, Hashem is my protection and my savior, Elokai Eftachbo, I have bitachon in him. Ki hu yatzilcho mipach yakush. He saves me from any type of tripping. Midever habuvos, from every type of plague. Be'evraso, in his wing, yasechlach, I take cover and protection. V'tachas kanafav techsa, tzina v'sochera amito. Tzina and sochera, two types of shields and protective gear. They are his MS. Lo sir mipach alayla, somebody who has bitachon, doesn't have to fear. And the Das Mikra talks about how there's different people talking. Sometimes it's Hashem talking to the Baal Bitachon, sometimes it's about the Baal Bitachon talking to Hashem, and sometimes it's about a third person talking about the Baal Bitachon. Right? There's different, every pasuk here has to be looked at about who is the one who's talking. So Lo Siman Baka Laila, the one who has the bitachon. Don't fear from any fear of the night. Mechetz ya'uf yomam, from any arrow that is flying by day. The Radak says this just means things that happen in life. Koros hazman upigaav, heim kechitzin ya'ufu. Things that happen in life sometimes are like arrows. V'yavo'u pit'om al ha'adam. They will come suddenly on a person. Yavo'u ba'yom ha'layla. All of a sudden, something they were not expecting happens in life. Right, that's these the pachad loyla mechesi of your mom midevra ba'ofel yahaloch, from dever, from some type of pestilence in darkness, miketev yeshut sarayim, from ketev that is plundering in the tsaharayim. What is this pasuk? So Rashi quoting the Gemara, maybe these are types of shadim, some types of demons. Shemos shadim heim, a mazik of laila, a mazik of yom. The Radak here says, and the Rambam obviously wouldn't say that. That's the Radak here. The Radak says, V'chachme ha-mechkar, after he quotes the Shedim, he says, V'chachme ha-mechkar, I in Pirush Mishayas Rambam Avodah Zarah, Einam Modim B'dvar Shedim, U'mevatlam Oso B'mofes, Ki Einam. They reject it because there are no such thing in their mind. That's the Rambam in the fourth paragraph of Avodah Zarah, where he talks about the non-existence and the foolishness to believe. Just to believe. The problem that's asked by the Achronim is that there seem to be many Gemaras like this. It's in Chazal. What does the Rambam do with all the Mamari Chazal? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who we have mentioned this thought in the past, defends the Rambam from the attacks of the Gra, right? That the Gra says in Yaradeya, Kuf Ayin Tes, that philosophy hit ato, right? The Rambam says all the kemias are called who sheker. But the Gra says kvar hiku os alkad kado sharimetzinu harbi masios begemara apishemus ukshafim. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Va'era says it could be that the Rambam would agree that earlier there were, but not now. Well, earlier there were, and earlier in history. Efshar shasover ha Rambam. It doesn't sound this way from the Rambam, but this is his suggestion. The Sovar Rambam, the Bizmana Gemara, Shahayu Amoraim, Shebekocham Hayalahachios Mesim, Ulacholon, if Lozachadome, Hashem always has to level the playing field. So if the Amoraim have the power of Triasa Mesim, as we know a number of the stories in the Gemara, so obviously if those Kochos Hatover there, there has to be also kochos hara. Behechra chuchuchu gam lekochos shel hashedim v'chadome. Ki ze le'uma ze asa Elokim. Has to be parallel. V'im koach ha-kedusha bitokfo. If the koach of kedusha is so strong, k'mochin koach ha-tumah bitokfo. So to the koach ha-tumah. V'rach b'yameinu, shagam ha-kochos ha-ruchaniyim ne'omu v'namogu. Only in our day, where the kochos, the spiritual, and our day means even 800 years ago, Bizman HaRambam, where the spiritual kochos are less, k'mochein shuv ein achiza b'mitzius le'inyin hashedim. That's his defense of the Rambam against all of these Gemaras. But again, there's a lot to say about that, topic. So the Gemara continues, Pasuk continues, and we said Dever and Ketev. Next, Yipo mitzidcha elef urvava miminecha. This is what the Rambam was referring to before. You could be in the middle of a battlefield. 1,000 to your fall to your side, and 10,000 fall to your right. Elecha lo yigash. They're not going to touch you. They're not going to touch you if you are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk of in Zos HaBracha. Heim rivavos Ephraim veheim alfei Menashe. So he picks up the numbers. Ephraim is 10,000. Menashe is Alfei. Let's say that means 2,000. So he says, based on this pasuk, Gipo Mitzidcha Elef Urevava Miminecha, says the Meshech Chachma, Alpayim, that's Mitzad HaTeva. You'll be able to be 2,000, that's Teva. 10,000 is Nes. Revavos Mitzad Nisi, Hainu Hashgacha Nisis, Shemuchune Yemin. Yemin is Nes. And says the Meshech Chachma, therefore, Yaakov Avinu put Ephraim on his right, and that's why Ephraim was going to have the power. Rivavos Ephraim. Shehim Mushkacham al-Pi Nisi, Kumo Hanhagas Yoshua, Bamidas Chama V'Chiyotzebo. Yoshua came from Ephraim. He stopped the sun and the moon and the stars. It was miraculous. Lachin Hema Mamisim Rivavos. That's Rivavos. Umenashe was small Yisrael. Menashe was on the left. Lachin Hem Ina Mamisim Rak al-Payim. That's why it's less. Alfei Menashe, and he connects that to this pasuk. Yipol Mitzidcha Elef, Elef, maybe Elef Alafim. That's this pasuk. Rak Beinecha Tabit. Just look in your eyes, Tabit. The pasuk again. Who is talking here? You will look with your eyes, Vishilumas Rasham Tireh, and you'll see the wicked will be paid. Will be paid, and their due will come, as a lot will be said in the next parak about that. That is Hashem. Ki Atah Hashem Machsi Elyon Samta Meonecha. You are my salvation. You are my protection, Hashem. Samta ma'onecha. You have placed, your ma'on. Lo su'una elecha ra'a. Nothing bad will happen to you. V'nega lo yikra balecha. And no nega will come into your tent. The Gemara in Sanhedrin. Again, most of these psukim in this parak are, sources for Ma'amari Chazal. Sanhedrin kuf gimel amad aleph. The Gemara says there, in Chelek, Amar of Chizda. It won't happen to you, Rav. A couple of deos. Number one, right? The ra'a, yitzhara is called ra'a. The yitzhara won't have power over you. That's the first bracha that if somebody is connected to Hashem. The Gemara says this elsewhere also. If somebody comes home and their wife is usher to them, okay, they can handle it. But if somebody is suffig nida, I'm not sure, then all of a sudden we start, rationalizing and, oh, maybe it wasn't. That suffig is much harder to overcome that yitzhara than vadai, says the Rashi. So timcha ishcha suffig nida, hainu, that's what it means, ba'ahalecha, ohel is zu ishto. Ubishasha adam ba'man aderech, kasha lo kishiyim, says ishto suffig nida, yoser mi nida vados, even more than nida vados, shal suffig hu meitzar, the yitzro tokfo, the omer tahorehi, the alchinam ani monea. This is silly, she's really mutter to me. Right, so that's why suffig is even worse, that's the bracha here. You should never be put into that situation. The nega, that situation won't come close to you. Dabar acher or another pshat. Lo sune lecha ra, shalo yivasucha, chalomos ram yehurim ra'im. Lo sune lecha ra, you shouldn't have bad dreams. Venega lo yikra ba'alecha, shalo yelecha ben o talmid, shemakdiach tafshilo barabim. You shouldn't have a student or a child that brings you the opposite of nachas. V'nega lo yikra ba'ahalecha, in your ohel, you shouldn't have that. That's what the Gemara darshins here on this pasuk, Kuf Gimel. Ki malachav Yitzavelach. Because his, Hashem's malachim, he commanded about you. Lishmarcha b'chol derechecha, to guard you from everything. Right? Malachim yitzavelach. Right? We have malachim that are constantly surrounding us. This is the Gemara in Maseches Tainus. We're in Tainus and Daf Yud Aleph, which says that la'asilavo, there's going to be a edus. Who is going to give testimony for us in the future? Says the Gemara, Tainus Chaf Aleph, b'shas p'tira so shal adam lebeis olamo, kol maisav, right, at the time that of the p'tira, the Ritva says in Rosh Hashanah, three times of din, Rosh Hashanah, the time of death, and the time of t'chias ha-meisim. So at the time of death, kol maisav, nifrat din lefanav, all of his actions come, v'omrim lo, kach v'kach asita, v'makam ploni, you be on ploni, you did this, v'hu omer lohein, and we have to say yes, omrim lo, chasom, v'chasom, and he signs, v'chulu. I'm sorry, I said that, this is the later Gemara, but earlier in the Gemara. The Gemara says, debay Rav Shela, who's going to be made, about a person? Avne beso shal adam v'koros beso shal adam eidimbo. The walls of his house. Debay Rav Shela amar, shnei malachay ashares, hamilavin lo la'adam, hein me'idin alav. The malachim that accompany us, they will be shnei amar, ki malachav yisavalach. So it will be the walls of the house will be the malachim. Rabbi Chidka Omer, third opinion, nishmaso shel adam, hi me'ida alav. The neshama of a person. Shene'emar, mishocheves chekecha, shmor pischei picha. Right? The neshama. The yesh omrim, evarim shel adam idim bo. Right? The evarim, not just the neshama, the evarim, the Mishnah Brura, right? Every evar gets spiritual sustenance from certain mitzvahs and averas. So if that evar is not strong, that itself will be gufa, the edus that that will be on trial, Be'ez Hashem, Achramei Ve'Eshrem. Al kapayim misa uncha, on their palms, the angels will carry you, pentiko be'evan raglecha, lest you trip over a stone. Interesting. Trip over a stone. Why don't they just remove the stones? I saw in the Be'er HaChaim, he quotes in the back, because sometimes the stones are needed for us. The stones and the tzaras and the yisurin are there for us. And we can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove the stones. We could just say, please don't let me be broken by the stones. Don't let me be misya'ish by the stones. Shelo bikesh al sila ko avanim, kivan sha'osam avanim tova gedola genuza bahem. Achzos bakashasenu. Shelo nipol biglalam elanucha lehis alos al yadam. We'll be able to, you know, go up from our falling. And that's also some of the Bali Chassidus say. Baruch sha'amar v'ha'ayah olam baruchu. Baruch gozer u'mekayem. Right? Baruch sha'amar. What is it? Baruch shalo v'ha'ayah olam. Right? Baruch gozer u'mekayem. Right? He's gozer, but he's also mekayem us. He also doesn't let us fall. And that's the stone is there, but we don't fall. Al shachal b'fesin tidrok. You will walk on, if a double lashon here, a shachal and a kfir are types of lions, a pesin and a tanin are types of snakes, those types of animals. So al shachal b'fesin tidrok. You will trample on the shachal and the pesin, tirmos, kfir v'sanin. You will crush the kfir and the tanin. This reminds us of the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Gimel, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. I mean, they call it Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa because it was a very wild, dangerous animal in a hole, the arod. Right? What happened? He comes, they showed him the chur of the arod. Ma'isav makam echachaya arvad or arod, v'yamazak esabrios, bovodil Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, amalem, harali eschoro, show me the hole. Hareo eschoro, they showed the hole to him. Nasan akeba al gabi achor. He put his heel on the hole. Yatzav nashacho. The arod came and bit his heel, umeso so arod. And the arod died. Nalo aksefo vevila beis medrash. He brought the arod to the beis medrash. He amar lohem. Re'u banai ein arod memes ela hachet memes. It's the sin. Bosasha amru, they said, oilo ladam shepaga bo arod, v'oilo la'arod shepaga Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. So that's the a fulfillment of this pasuk. If somebody is so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing will happen. Kivi chashak, this is what the Rambam brought up, that this is the goal. All of this is because of the connection. Kivi chashak, in me, there was a desire, va'afalteyu. When we have a desire with Hashem, and we have a love of Hashem, it's an overflowing. Like the Rambam talks about in the end of Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Yud, the Radak has it here in one line, right? Osiya avas akel yisbarach, v'hi asaga hashlema sheyuchal kol adam lahasig bodenu guf. The greatest level that we could get to while we are physical, right, that's this connection to Hashem. Kivi chashak, to have a desire to be connected. Vafalteyo, Hashem says, I will help him escape. Sagveyo, I will strengthen him. Ki yada shemi, because he knows my name. And now Yikra Eini Ve'enehu. Hashem says, call to me, I will answer. Imo Anochi Bitzara. We could have a whole shiur on those three words. Imo Anochi Bitzara, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And man, Hashem is with us. Hashem is with us with every tzara. We feel close to Him because He's with us. Achal Tseyu, Achab Deo. Hashem says, I will help you escape and I will honor you and lift you up. The Gemara, on Yikra Eini, Hashem says, call to me. We don't have to call to anybody else. We don't have to call to anybody else. Just straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a beautiful Gemara. It's in the Yerushalmi, more mafurish than anywhere in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi in the ninth parak of Brachas, in the beginning of the ninth parak, the Yerushalmi says, "Baser v'adam yeshlo patron." If a human being has a mayor or a governor, in baselo esara, if he has an esara, eno nichas eslo pitom. You can't just burst into his office. Bava malo apischo, you stand at the door. The kore la'avdo, you call the secretary. V'amar lish ploni omid al pesach chaterecha. Maybe you could bring him in. Shema machnisa, shema manicha. Maybe he'll let you in. Aval hakadosh baruch hu eno came. In bas al adam sara lo yitzaveach lo lemichael v'lo legavriel ela li yitzvach va'ani one lo miyad. That's Hashem's promise. She'adohu dechsiv, kol she'yikra b'shem, Hashem yimaleit. And that's this pasuk here. Yikra eini ve'enehu. And we end off the perek orach yamim asbiyehu. Long lives, I will satiate him. Va'arehu bishuasi. And I will show him my Yeshua. Again, this perek, some of the pesukim are talking to Hashem, some from Hashem, and some about the person himself. Okay, we will stop here.